Well, we're looking at Psalm 72 today, and from the superscription, it's clear that this psalm was written by Solomon. From the last verse of this psalm, it's clear that the psalm brings to an end the prayers of David. So we've been saying all throughout the psalms that one of the great lessons we learn is the lesson of prayer. And David was constantly praying to God. He was constantly talking to God about everything. Now, since this psalm is written by Solomon, some have said Solomon wrote it for himself. Some have said he wrote it about the Messiah. Some have said that he wrote it for David. Seems that this is a psalm that Solomon writes because this is a prayer that he prayed that meant much to his father David. David knew of this prayer, and perhaps Solomon based it on a prayer he had heard his father pray. It's also possible that this kind of prayer was instrumental in David's selection of Solomon to be his replacement. Who wouldn't want a replacement who would pray this kind of prayer for you? This is a prayer of a son for his father. It's a prayer that every father would love his son to pray for him. So what we see here is this, that a God-honoring son prays for a God-honoring father and asks God to do something wonderful for his father. Solomon loved his dad. Solomon honored his dad. Solomon respected his dad. Solomon prayed for his dad, and Solomon knew of the pressure and pain experienced by his father David. Solomon's very existence was due to David's sin with Bathsheba, and Solomon had watched his father become the ridicule of many people, and he did the one thing that a son can always do for his dad. He prayed for him. It's very clear from verse 1 that Solomon recognized the high rank God had given David. He realized that David was the king and he was his son. He asked God to give him righteousness, which obviously he knew he needed. So there's some requests for which Solomon prays. He asks God to give his father the ability to make judgments. Look at verse 1 of Psalm 72. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. It's the real purpose of leadership. Leaders must make judgments, and in order for a leader to make judgments that line up with the word and the will of God, they need God's help and wisdom. And the responsibility of leadership is to analyze the word of God and make judgments and decisions based on what the word of God actually says. Solomon prayed that his father would always have that kind of wisdom. He also asked God to give his father the ability to judge in righteousness and the ability to judge in justice. Look at verse 2. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Solomon realized that to actually make decisions and judgments that were righteous in accordance with the word of God, one needed God to grant this special leadership ability. This God-honoring leadership is interested in justice. It's not partial. It's interested in what is right and true. When people are afflicted, God-honoring leadership will do something about it. And then Solomon asks God to give his father a reign that brings peace and righteousness to the people of his land. Look at verse 3. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. You see, when God brings peace and righteousness to a land, he is blessing that leader. When a land is dominated by chaos and evil, he is not blessing the leader. Peace and righteousness are two of the main themes of the kingdom we see in Isaiah 11, 4 through 9. And then Solomon asked God to cause his father to vindicate people who are afflicted. Verse 4, may he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. Leadership must be concerned about the welfare of its people. When a leader sees some oppressor who is crushing the needy, he will not let the oppressor off the hook. And then Solomon asked God to promote through his father's leadership a fear of God. Verse 5, may they fear you while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. In righteous leadership, there's a fear of God, a reverence for God. In fact, this kind of fear is the key to wisdom. There will come a day in which the entire world will have a holy reverence for the holy, sovereign God. Notice carefully the duration of the fear of God throughout all generations. this certainly includes this grace age. And then Solomon asked God to allow his father to be a refreshing blessing to people. Look at verse 6. May he be like rain that falls on the mown grass, like showers that water the earth. Solomon wanted his father to be a refreshing shower to people. However, it's clear that one greater than David is being described here. Jesus Christ is the only thing and the only one who can refresh a dry, parched soul. He's the only one who comes down from heaven to earth to give refreshment to life. As the song says, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. And then Solomon asked God in his father's reign that the righteous would flourish. And he asked God that in his father's reign, peace would flourish. Look at verse 7. In his days may the righteous flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. Solomon did not pray all would flourish, but he prayed that the righteous would flourish. Godly people rejoice when the righteous flourish, and there will come a day when one connected to David will reign and only the righteous will flourish. Sometimes now it appears that those not righteous flourish. And then when Jesus Christ comes to reign in a life, in a church, in a nation, peace is a predominant theme. And then Solomon asked God that he would expand his father's rule. Look at verse 8. May he have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Solomon prayed that God would expand his father's role and rule all the way to the river, which is a reference to the Nile. God promised that one day Israel will have all the land from the Nile to the Euphrates, to Turkey and the Mediterranean. Solomon wanted his father to reign from sea to shining sea. And then Solomon asked God that he would cause other people to respect his father, and he asked God that he would cause his father's enemies to be humiliated. Look at verse 9. May desert tribes bow down before you and his enemies lick the dust. Nomads were people not closely affiliated with the people of the land. They were wilderness type of people. Solomon wanted God to so move in the world that all would respect his father. And that image of licking dust is the image of total and complete humiliation. Solomon is asking God that David's enemies be totally and completely humiliated to the point of eating dirt. And then Solomon asked God to cause world leaders to honor his father, and he asked God to cause all nations to serve his father. Verses 10 and 11. May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. May all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. Solomon wanted God to cause world leaders to so honor his father, David, that they would actually travel to see David to bring him gifts. It's absolutely amazing that Solomon prayed for these kings, for his father, and God literally permitted Solomon to experience these things. He's praying, asking God to bless his dad, and in the end, God would bless him with the very things he prayed for. And then Solomon presents to God the character of his father. Verses 12 through 14. For he delivers the needy when he calls, the poor and him who has no helper. He has pity on the weak and the needy and saves the lives of the needy. From oppression and violence, he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight. So Solomon had watched his dad and observed things about him. He knew how he would treat people if God blessed him, because David delivered needy people, and David helped the afflicted, and David had compassion on the poor, and David protected the life of the needy. The average person, the hurting person, had a real friend in David. And then Solomon asked God to prosper his father with financial support, and to prosper his father with prayer support, and to prosper his father with honor support. Look at verse 15. Long may he live. May gold of Sheba be given to him. May prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. Solomon wanted the best for his father. He wanted him to be able to live a plush life. He knew his father was godly, and he knew that he could be trusted with a lot of money. Truth is, he would use a great percentage to help people. Now think for a moment what we have found in David in these earlier Psalms. He was hiding in caves, praying all alone. Solomon wanted David to spend his final years of life not just getting by and not just surviving, but thriving in the blessings of God. David was a proven warrior for God who had stood at times all alone, and his son wanted his dad to live a plush and prosperous life in his final years. So he prayed about that. And then as big as a name as David was, Solomon knew his father needed the prayers of God's people. Solomon's actually praying that people will pray for his dad. And then Solomon wanted people to be positive about David all day long. He wanted people to say good things, pray good things, and do good things for David all of the time. Why? Because he knew how godly a man David truly was. And then Solomon asked God to prosper his father's reign with abundance. Look at verse 16. May there be abundance of grain in the land. On the tops of the mountains may it wave. May its fruit be like Lebanon. And may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field. Solomon not only prayed that his father would prosper, but that all connected to his father's reign would prosper. And then he asked God to pray to prosper his father's name with endurance. Look at verse 17. May his name endure forever, his fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him. All nations call him blessed. God did answer this request. David's name is an honored name. David was an honored king, one came through the line of David who would give blessing to any person or any nation. There's no denying that people from all nations of the world not only recognize the honor of King David, but also the glory and the honor of Jesus Christ. And then we see in verses 18 and 19 that Solomon knew that the only God could do this for his dad. He knew that if God would do this for his father, God's name would be glorified. God would be worshipped. The whole world would realize God is the God of Israel, and the whole earth would be filled with the knowledge of God. Look at verses 18 and 19. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And then in verse 20, it says this brought David the Davidic prayers in the book of Psalms to an end. We see verse 20, the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. And so Solomon prayed this for his father and never for himself. So God gave Solomon all things he prayed for his father. 1 Kings 3, 5 through 13. And then God did answer Solomon's request for his father David. 1 Chronicles 29, 28 through 30.